Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news is going to get better and better over the next couple of days. In fact, we're going to be a lot more comfortable today with a high temperature around 80, less humid. I think we'll see a good bit of afternoon sunshine, mostly clear tonight, with the overnight low temperature down to about 56, so we're headed for jacket weather. Tomorrow, nearly perfect, comfortable, high 76, lots of sunshine, near 77 on Saturday. It looks beautiful. And no tropical storms to worry about for the next few days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betteratbrubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Coronavirus hospitalizations continue to increase in Alabama, with 1,210 people currently in the hospital. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 21,000 new confirmed cases in the last 2 weeks. After months of waiting, Montgomery Public Schools should soon start receiving thousands of electronic devices for students. MPS ordered 15,000 devices to help with virtual learning, but the order has been backlogged. School officials believe the order is on the way now. And Auburn University at Montgomery has a new way to assist military and veteran students on campus. The university now has a Veteran and Military Resource Center. AUM officials say around 800 students identify as active duty military, veterans, or military dependents. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. David, lucky for you, we're going to go straight to you. Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I am really good.
Hey, I saw this morning that basically BLM is demanding a seat at the cabinet table as well.
Lucky that. And let me tell you what. They have got a lot to try to manage. You have got some very serious competing interests.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just can't imagine that, I can't say I can't imagine. It would be unlikely, I would think, that Biden would allow them a seat at the table in the cabinet. You know, of course, they're claiming that they delivered the election to him, so they owe him big time.
Yep.
So if he doesn't do it, it's just like you're saying, you know, the woke crowd is going to eat him alive.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. You remember what Nancy Pelosi said when she was talking about the 25th Amendment and said, this isn't for Trump. So if it's not for Trump, who is it for?
Right.
And if, you know, if Joe isn't doing what he's supposed to be doing, I could see somebody drop the flounder, the Hunter Biden flounder, on the table.
Sure.
And get it going in the media, because all it takes is for the progressive woke crowd to say that they're on board with this, they're interested in this thing, then the media will be interested in it. And then Joe gets shamed and he's got to leave, and voila, Kamala Harris is president, who is much more liberal than Joe Biden.
Yeah, which would mean we much more need the firewall of the Senate than if Joe was at the sitting in the White House.
Well, let me tell you something. I'll tell you another thing. This is about a bottle of wine worth of thinking here. Kamala Harris knows a lot more people in California than Joe Biden knows in Delaware. And
right.
Joe Biden basically knows the Obama crowd. He doesn't have deep pockets when it comes down to Biden sycophants, people that really love Biden. He didn't have a big group of that. Kamala's got a group of folks that she can go and tap in California, like their current attorney general. That would be an interesting one for AG in the Biden administration.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of folks out there. I mean, imagine Adam Schiff being in charge of CIA or director of national intelligence.
Boy, that would be scary.
Well, I know. I mean, so, and again, this is about one bottle of wine deep. But, I mean, think about who she's, and Adam is going straight for the point me U.S. Senator thing.
Yeah. Who, you know, and this is just throwing something out there. Who do you think Biden would choose for energy secretary?
That would be a good one. I'm not sure. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
I can't think of anybody either, but whoever he would choose, I think, would probably end up being a disaster, because you know he'd have to bow again to the progressive and be pushing the Green New Deal to whomever his energy secretary was.
Yeah, AOC would be a good one.
Yeah, sure. That would be.
But
yeah,
I saw Manchin.
Did you see that Manchin basically said he's not going to vote for any of the
I saw that.
Stuff like that?
Right.
So,
but, you know, that's what he says today. I'm not sure what he says tomorrow.
Well, if he wants
January
to
21st.
Hold his cushy position in West Virginia, I guarantee you he's going to go along with the more moderate side of the Democrat Party. Because I know he'll never get reelected if he basically votes against any kind of against the coal industry in West Virginia.
Well, another interesting part is if you look at these people that are losing, particularly in the House side, these are not your wild, crazy-eyed liberals.
No,
This is much more of that kind of middle-of-the-road type person, like the one in South Carolina. And yeah. you get less of those, and now we're up to 12, understand, and we're within 40 votes of number 13 in Iowa. 40 votes.
Right.
She's
running
about 40 votes right now. And all of a sudden, that concentration of people gets much more liberal.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the dichotomy is very quickly, you know, narrowing down between, you know, the progressives and the non-progressives.
Yeah, so. And I didn't get a chance to cut this, but David, I think you would agree with this. You know, AOC lives in a world that is 80% Democrat, and of that 80% Democrat, probably a third of those are pretty progressive,
yep.
Chablis and Bree type liberals in her
yeah.
district.
Oh,
and
yeah.
so she didn't know what the rest of the world thinks. She has no clue what's going on in Iowa, for example.
Right.
Her
yeah.
world is a very narrow world. And all these, you know, Tlaib, Omar, all these people are just like that. And
yeah.
they never get out into the world. And
yeah.
they're going to say and do some wacky stuff. And I think they think we are so good and so smart, let's burn it down so we can get what we want.
Right. And you know what I'm talking about, being that you were in Washington. You know, you go from a place like New York, L.A., or San Francisco
oh, yeah.
to the bubble in Washington. And you've went from unrealistic to an alternate universe.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
Kind of thinking. So.
We call it Disneyland on the Potomac.
Exactly. So have a good day.
Thanks. Is living within your fantasy there. Byron York on the recount. Let's listen in.
The president's continued fight for the White House, mounting additional legal battles. Your brand new piece this morning, you're saying it's all over but the lawsuits. Based on what you are seeing so far, you have come to the conclusion that nothing filed, any challenge so far, appears likely to overturn the results in any state. Final thoughts on that, Byron.
Well, at the moment, we see Joe Biden leads of between 10,000 and 148,000 in states like Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And Trump would need to overturn those leads in three of those states, assuming he wins North Carolina, which I think he will. He needs Arizona, then he needs Pennsylvania, then he needs Georgia, or he needs some combination of those. He can't just turn over one state and win. It has to be three of them. And if you look at state recounts in the past, statewide recounts, they have overturned elections that were decided by hundreds of votes, not tens of thousands of votes.
Yeah, the Georgia is going to be a linchpin, and we're going to know that by November the 20th, and that would be, you know, if he loses Georgia, then shows over and the monkey's dead. I think Pennsylvania has some possibility. I think Michigan has some outside possibility, but the one that is going to be interesting will be Nevada, with what you heard Lindsey Graham talk about, and then also Arizona, which I think may have some problems in Maricopa and Pima County. Ashley, we get Ashley today with Mortgage Corporation in the South, the one and only, the lovely, the vivacious, the bubbly Ashley.
Hello, Mr. Dan. How are you doing?
I am doing great now. I get to talk to you twice this week.
I know. I'm the lucky one, though.
No. You just took the words right out of my mouth. How are things going up on the mountaintop?
Things are going good. Right, interest rates are still low at the moment, and we're still cranking out loans every day.
Well, I hope you're still getting telephone calls from my audience.
Yes, sir, we are. We get calls every day, all day.
That is really good. It's, you know, I was talking to John yesterday, talking about getting a pre-approval letter, and y'all helped somebody with that, and they bought a house, and they got it for, they shot in a low offer, and they negotiated down, say, $15,000 from the offer that the asking price that they were doing, because they had a pre-approved letter.
Yes, sir. That's how it works. If you're looking at purchasing a home and you want to see about getting pre-approved before you go look, it kind of gives you some ammo to go out and get the best deal you can get.
Let me ask you a question for a listener that's listening right now. If somebody is a first-time home buyer in Alabama, are there still first-time home buyer kind of deals that are out there?
The first-time home buyer program that we have, if you qualify, we offer a down payment of 3%.
Okay. What makes you qualified for that?
Credit score requirements. Credit score has to be above 670.
Oh, that's easy.
And then there are a few little income requirements. We would just have to get, look at your income. There's a maximum income limit.
A maximum income,
mm-hmm.
Not a minimum income.
No, sir, maximum.
Well, 670 is not too hard of a bar to jump over.
No, not at all.
How about the VA refinance thing that they're doing? Is that still going strong?
Yes, sir. That's still going strong. I've actually taken quite a few phone calls today about that. Those rates are just phenomenally low, and they're the easiest and quickest closings we have.
You know, I tell everybody that you're my gal at Mortgage Corporation South, but anybody there can help.
Anybody here can help.
Because I don't want them to all occupy your time. You can't manage that much attention, can you?
Hey, I think I do a pretty good job at what I do have. But
you do.
I have some good helpers and good girls up here that can help with all that. If you give it a call, you'll either talk with Anne Marie or Elena, and they can help you just as good.
I like that. 567-9000, folks, in case you had forgotten, 567-9000, that's a great way to save money, Mortgage Corporation of the South. Give us your closer here, and then let's do the drawing for the gift card.
Yes, sir. Company NMLS 232-876, Equal Housing Lender. And my personal NMLS 1252-00.
Joey,
how about we give away that money?
Let's give away the gift card. You get to meet Ashley. That makes it that much better.
And the winner is Flower Child.
Flower Child. Flower Child, you better call me at 272. You're going to love Flower Child, by the way. 272-9228. And let me get you connected with Mortgage Corporation South, because you are the winner of the $50 gift card. Ashley, I will text that information to John as soon as I get it.
It sounds great. We look forward to meeting Flower Child.
She is. You will really like her.
Great. Thank you so much, Dan. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Will do, Ashley. You too.
Thank you.
Okay, Flower Child, you need to call me. 272-9228. Let me go to a break. Coming back. Dan Mar Show. After this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun and safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $699 or monthly payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell.
The holidays will soon be here, and while most of us are busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Rick's Jewelers when you think she's the one. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I look for trouble and I found it. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday. I try to run, but I don't think. Dylan Wings, they've got Ladies Night Open House on November the 18th. That's a Wednesday. Ladies, I want you to put that one down. I want you to meet Josh and Leslie Ryder, Dylan Wings. They're on Brown Springs Road, 119, right before you get to the Atlanta Highway, on the right-hand side coming from AUM, and a little strip, a little shopping deal up there. You turn a little right, then turn to the parking lot. There they are. But if you've got jewelry that you want to have them look at to see about repairs, to see if you can take that old jewelry and turn it into something new and lovely and something that fits you now. I had a lady that told me that, you know, I have jewelry that I haven't worn in a long time because it's jewelry from when I was in my 20s and 30s. And jewelry for a lady who's in her 20s and 30s isn't jewelry for a lady who is in her 50s. For example, the tennis bracelet. So she's going to take tennis bracelet and some of her other things that she has, take it to them and get them to make her something new and something that's more fitting and suited for her now. Now, let me make a suggestion. And that is, you call them and say, I'd like to drop by. Is there a particular time and come by and see Josh and or Leslie and Leslie and talk to them about some of the jewelry I have and them, A, making repairs, B, turning into something new for you now. So, again, things that rings and earrings and things like that that you had from when you're younger doesn't necessarily fit you now, and they can turn into something that can fit you now. Or you have something, let's say, kind of bad memories from that particular piece of jewelry, and you want to turn into something, give it a new memory. Give them a call at 334-215-3669. Dylan Rings, Josh and Leslie, they are wonderful folks. You'll really enjoy talking to them. You can talk conservative politics with them also. 334-215-3669. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Flower Child, the winner! Flower Child, congratulations, my dear.
Thank you, thank you. Guess who I'm going to dinner with tomorrow night?
Oh, let me guess. Does the first name start with a J?
Yes, yes.
Does she know that you've won?
Well, I'm going to split it with her.
Oh, you're going to split it with her.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, that.
Because, remember, if I win, she wins.
I do remember that.
Was it Josh and Leslie from Dylan Rings?
Yep.
They're very nice people.
How do you know them?
They used to go to the church I go to. I don't know. You know, we've been kind of discombobulated. I haven't seen them in a while, but
I know.
I've given them a couple of my things.
They are wonderful people. Is your church meeting intact on Sundays?
Yes, but they require a mask, and I am just not. I'm sorry. It's my principle. You know?
Yeah, our church is still meeting outside, and during the summer it's a little tough. It's a little hit and miss, but we're going to have our first indoor service at the end of November.
Yes.
And well, I miss it. I really, really miss it.
Yes, it's, I don't know. It's just something, you know, I've always said, I don't believe in wearing masks. You know, bacteria need CO2 in order to grow. You know, I used to be a microbiologist.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and, well, I was actually with the terminology. It's called MedTech. ASCP certified, American Society of Clinical Pathologists. And when you put your cultures in an incubator, you press, well, it automatically, you press a button and it delivers CO2 to them to grow. I guess it's kind of like, you know, when you go to wound therapy mm-hmm. and they put oxygen.
Yep.
See, the oxygen kills it, the bacteria. I think that's the premise of it. But bacteria need CO2 to grow. So when you wear a mask and you exhale CO2, it increases the number of bacteria that will grow.
Yeah, actually, the oxygen barometric chamber?
Yeah, hypobaric.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's it, but it's for enrichment of oxygen in your blood, uh-huh. and it makes healing fast.
Yes. So, anyway, it's just, like I said, it's a silly principle, but I value my liberties, and it's my...
I do, too. It's, and, you know, as a churchgoer, my big thing is that the body of Christ is supposed to be together. And I think that this has been one of those things that they've really taken the Christian community and broken it apart.
But just because a house divided
yep.
can't stand.
Yep.
And that's their whole goal. And I just wish more people would wake up and realize that this is part of their plan.
Well, they're going to give you a call from Mortgage Corporation of the South. I've already talked to them and told them what a wonderful person you are.
Yes, well, I will probably be picking it up around 4:30 if they're open, and then can go on to dinner. So,
ooh, well, they're going to give you a call. Do you want them? They should be calling you fairly soon, matter of fact, because I just sent them your information.
Yes, okay.
Flower Child, congratulations, my dear. You two have fun.
Well, we'll definitely have a glass of
Vino?
What is it? Cabernet.
Ah, there you go. You do that and toast the Dan Moore Show.
I certainly will. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Flower Child.
Bye.
Microbiologist? She's smart, as we used to say. Let's do this. Let's reload and go to a break. Dan Moore Show back after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days, most kids only ask for another electronic device that'll keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a go-kart or mini bike. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and these go-karts are fun. And safe. All of our two-seater go-karts have a three-point safety harness, roll bars, and hydraulic brakes. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $699 or monthly payments less than $20, let's get them outdoors this Christmas with a go-kart or mini bike. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for what we sell.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig.
Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news is going to get better and better over the next couple of days. In fact, we're going to be a lot more comfortable today with a high temperature around 80, less humid. I think we'll see a good bit of afternoon sunshine, mostly clear tonight, with the overnight low temperature down to about 56, so we're headed for jacket weather. Tomorrow, nearly perfect, comfortable, high 76, lots of sunshine, near 77 on Saturday. It looks beautiful. And no tropical storms to worry about for the next few days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. It's the right thing to do. Also, when it's Thumbs Up Thursday, it's TGIF Eve. Ellis is always a good call. Ellis, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Dan. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. What's kicking?
Sunshining, too. I'm glad to hear Flower Child, you know, speak up. I'm glad I'm not the only one that refuses to really wear a mask in church. I really refuse to worship, you know, the Lord wearing a mask. And so I haven't been since the mask mandate. Now, my birthday is December 12th. It's supposed to be lifted by the 11th, hopefully, if she doesn't extend it. That's what I want for my birthday. Kay Ivey, would you please, can we get this mandatory mask thing over with so I can go back to church? Thank you.
Don't hold your breath now.
No.
Let me tell you, this is, the more I look at this thing, you can kind of divide these states up, and we're going to get into this COVID stuff in a little bit. One of Biden's advisors here who's going to say some things that are pretty outlandish, but...
really?
Yeah, I mean, think about what they're doing in New York now. I mean,
yeah.
It is crazy. I've got a friend that's up there, and that's a financial advisor that's in the American Express Tower right next to World Trade Center, and he said it's like a ghost town. When you go down to the city, which means, you know, Times Square, 42nd Street area, it says just nothing, nobody's there.
No, I look at the Earth webcam. You can go to that network live.
Yep.
Yeah, no one's there. Yeah, no, and I've been looking on it for years, 4 or 5 years, you know. Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. And you're going to send a bunch of Nazis or the Gestapo to yank you out of your home if you got too many people.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get this.
Give me a break.
You're going to hear this 10 world and when we get to the COVID thing. Yeah. 10 for a Jewish or Italian family in New York is nothing. I mean, you have that many dogs at your house that your family members bring, but
it's nuts.
It's nuts what we're doing to ourselves.
Well, what about Fauci? You ain't heard nothing from that little midget, that little munchkin, until now. Now he's saying, the coronavirus it's going to be gone soon because thanks to the vaccines. Is he giving credit to Biden? Oh, excuse me, President-elect Biden? I put my fingers in quotes. Yeah, right.
Air quotes. This whole Pfizer thing that I've been reading about is very suspicious. For example, on the Sunday before the Monday that it was announced, Biden says, we understand a vaccine is soon to come. He makes that statement. Uh-huh. So it's kind of like he got a heads up on this whole thing. Trump operation didn't hear about it, find out about it until it was released in the news. So he seemed to know something about it beforehand.
Tucker Carlson was talking about it, had somebody on there too talking about it, how the FDA and Pfizer in on this. And are you talking about a conspiracy to hold it back?
Yeah.
That was on last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
John Hannity mentioned too.
Yeah, it's
something's wrong,
well,
buddy.
See, the pharmaceuticals, as Tucker aptly brought up, is the pharmaceutical industry hates Trump because of what he's doing to pricing.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you got a point. Yeah, that's true.
So
well, tough, and so does China. Everybody else does, because you know what? He's standing up to him for a change. Somebody needs to, and somebody is.
Well, stop raping, you know, U.S. citizens and raping their wallets. I mean, so you go to Indonesia, and you buy the same pill for $5 that here costs you $30.
Exactly.
I mean, what's up with that?
It's nuts. When I look at what I pay, you know, for my just one little high blood pressure pill, such precaution, I'm borderline, you know. What I pay before insurance, if I didn't have insurance, I couldn't afford it. What I would have to pay for a 30-day supply.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, what insurance pharmacy card do you use?
I can't remember mine. It's through my wife where she works.
Oh, okay. Well, something that's been a big eye-opener to me is GoodRx. I use that. I tell everybody to use that. I'm like the commercial, the Martin Sheen commercial. Somebody will be in line and they'll get the thing and say, have you tried GoodRx? And so I'll price it on GoodRx for them. And the lady at Winn-Dixie will say, oh, yeah, we'll take his number. We'll take the number off his phone and give you the discount. I mean, like.
Okay, you go to their website to sign up or something?
It's an app on your phone. Just do GoodRx. So okay. I got rid of my drug coverage. I'm on Medicare. I got rid of my drug coverage because when I priced out all my medicine, it was cheaper than just the premium that I would have paid for my drug coverage, and I had a copay.
Okay.
That's including where I am now after open heart surgery, and I'm taking more medicine now than I've ever taken in my life.
Oh, gosh, I know. My mom had years ago, triple and quadruple and all kinds of stuff, yeah. But that was back in the 90s, I guess. It was really radical back then, heart surgery.
Oh, yeah. It's a big change now.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, have a good day, Dan.
I wish you an early birthday, and I hope you get your wish. But I think that Kay is going to be listening to the Alabama Department of Health way too much.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. Well, yeah, I'll get back when I get back because I'm like Flower Child. I'm sorry. You know, I just refuse. It's principle.
Well, to me, it's like also, I'm not going. I did several when we were outside. It just didn't feel right. I mean, watching a church service from your car or sitting in a seat that you're 6 feet apart outside. It just right. It didn't have the feeling. It's like the Christian community is meant to be together. That's why they call it the body of Christ.
Exactly, and I'm Catholic, so we have peace be with you. You can't touch. You're holding up a peace sign 50 feet away. You know, before the mask mandate, I was very uncomfortable. I told my wife. Then the mask mandate came. We both went to Prattville, you know, and then once Kay Ivey said it's a whole state now, not just Montgomery, I said I refuse to do it because it's just strange. It was strange enough, like you said before.
Well, I'm Anglican background, so we use a common chalice and things like that. And, you know, if you're worried, then, you know, to cross your arms or give them the element and have them dip it. But I think we believers are not built to run scared.
No.
They're not supposed to run scared.
Yeah, and she's right. You're breathing in your own CO2. Bacteria's growing. It's healthy people shouldn't be wearing masks. Healthy people shouldn't be quarantined. Sorry.
Well, and it's simple stuff to protect yourself. You know, vitamin D, some zinc.
Yeah. Yep. And I've been doing that for years. I haven't even had a cold this year or last for 5-10 years or more.
There you go. I don't get sick. I do not get sick.
Well, and with this virus, it looks like luckily there's some cross-reactive immunity. So if you've had colds or coronaviruses, anything in that coronavirus family, there's some immunity, T-cell immunities. I mean, there's a lot to it. Look up the Great Barrington Declaration, Ellis, if you haven't already.
Okay.
And I like it's a very targeted approach. You protect those who are more vulnerable and healthy people, like you say, Ellis, who outlive your life.
Yes.
This is the Dr. Dan and Dr. Joey show. Brought to you by 93.1 FM and your local pharmacy.
8 years ago, I got whooping cough over in Europe and went on a Mediterranean cruise. Come back with a lot of stuff. But, you know, therapeutics. I went for, like, several treatments. Quarantined me for 6 weeks, could not go to back to work, you know, and
this was in Germany?
Distance myself from everybody. No, it was, we went on a Mediterranean cruise, France, Italy, you know, and we started in Barcelona for a few hours. And but anyway, the last 2 or 3 days of the cruise, I started feeling sick like I had a cold. By the time I got back, it was full-blown whooping cough with Salmonella, E. coli, all kinds of, you know, bacteria.
Ooh, man, you were radioactive.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like 4 different problems. The doctor goes, I don't know which one to start treating first. Yeah. So I went through series of shots, series of breathing treatments, series of, you know, I was just, my blood sugar was so high. He goes, you know, if you hadn't come in, you might not have lived another few days.
Oh, man.
That's when they discovered I had type 2 diabetes, went straight to reversing it. Now it's reversed, and pretty much I'm back to normal for a type 2
diabetes. Well, maybe back to normal. Possibly.
Yeah. Well, you're constantly counting carbs. You just have to listen to the nutritionist and listen to the diabetic doctors and your doc, you know. And I have been. I went straight to it. I didn't, you know, deny it like other people. Well, you know, I don't feel sick. No, you're not. No, you're not going to. You don't even know you had it, you know. But I reversed it pretty much, you know. I'm like my doctor says, a non-diabetic diabetic, right?
Yeah, the problem is once you get marked as a diabetic, you are a diabetic.
I hated that when
I would have a client and we would need to do an insurance policy on them, and they'd be marked down as diabetic, and boom, those words would go up.
Yeah, I'm type 2. But, yeah, I take natural supplements, too, to help with my blood sugar. I'm not on any kind of medicine. I think I was on metformin for about 3 to 6 months and was off that just by eating healthy and exercising and doing what my nutritionist told me to do.
Well, I enjoyed my conversation with you. You take care of yourself.
Well, you too. God bless you. God bless America.
Thank you. Tommy Tuberville is going to be calling in at 2:05 today, so I want to give you guys a heads up on that. I'm going to ask him, how does it feel to be senator-elect from the great state of Alabama? Let's go to Side Hustle. Side Hustle, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan and Joey. How y'all doing this afternoon?
We're good, my friend. And you?
Doing good. Doing good. Had a pretty good weekend. A little bit of Looks like it's taken away from us again this weekend.
Yeah, the lack of football, the LSU-Alabama game off, the MSU-Auburn game off, I'm a sad camper.
Yeah, I was looking forward to those two as well with the weekend off, both teams. But I guess we'll have to wait it out. But I got a question for you regarding the Georgia Senate races.
Sure.
So right now, as the Senate count is we have 50 Republicans, 46 Democrats, and two independents in place.
Right.
And so we got two left, the two in Georgia. But if you think about the 50 Republicans that we have, there's two in there, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, that do not always follow party lines, which I wouldn't expect anyone to follow party lines, just to follow them. But they seem to go with Democrats more than any other Republican senator that we have. So I wouldn't necessarily count those two as two for sure Republicans to help us in the next 2 years.
Which two? Collins and Murkowski?
Collins and Murkowski.
Murkowski,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, in Alaska. Right. Lisa Murkowski. And so, seeing how, I mean, you know, Collins didn't even vote for Barrett. She barely voted for Kavanaugh when Trump put him in. And she didn't even vote for Trump as a president when he ran in 16. So, it just seems to be that I would not count on that vote for sure, and maybe not Murkowski when you were going through, you know, a vote that you had to count on a Republican for as a senator. So that puts, in my opinion, more pressure to get both of those senators from Georgia elected. And my question, I guess, is I'm expecting, probably like a lot of people, that the Democrats are going to throw every dime they can at that race, you know, from outside of the state. And that kind of concerns me. The two things that concern me is that, and I really haven't seen, you might have seen it, Georgia Republicans are doing anything to protect this election that's coming up in January for that, as far as, you know, vote counting and vote harvesting, all that kind of thing that we're going through right now in this presidential election. Have you seen anything?
We'll get into with Lindsey Graham talking about the money, the volume of money. They are going to be doing the most serious ballot security you've ever seen in your life in January for that election.
Okay. All right. What are your polls showing for those? I mean, what I've found looks pretty tight, but you seem to be able to get numbers that the general public can't get. But
well, the poll,
what are you seeing?
It's a little too quick to do the poll right now. Interestingly enough, Donald Trump's popularity has gone up since the election. And notice he hadn't said very much. Right now, when you look at the Loeffler and Doug Collins vote together, that right there beats Warnock. And so that race, is going to be easy. The Purdue race, a little bit different, but the Ossoff guy is really liberal, and I think that Georgia is going to come in behind the Republicans, but we probably won't see the first true polling of that for probably next week.
Okay. Well, the one thing, too, on what President Trump is doing now with his lawsuits, just from what I've seen in the news, you don't see a lot of big movement, and maybe it's just me, but I would think that by now we would see some hard, clear evidence. And I believe that there was some, you know, cheating going on, whatever you want to call it. But do you think he's holding back on throwing that evidence out right now for some reason that's just unknown? It just doesn't seem very Trump-like, I guess, of what we've seen in the past.
Yeah, it seems to a lot more misses and very few hits. And he's now getting down to the wire. So he basically has this week up to the 20th. And then by the time you get to that, if you got something, you better show your cards. I think the Nevada thing is a good one. I think Michigan may be a good one. And Pennsylvania has the potential of being good. But you got to win Georgia. Right. You got to win Georgia.
Right, right. So what's the I know last week you and I, we talked about dates. I was, you know, bringing up the 14th and the 20th, December the 14th, when the Electoral College meets. But the 20th, why are you saying the 20th of next week?
20th is when Georgia reports. Georgia finishes.
Oh, that's
the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, I'm with you. All right, I got you. So do you think that he's holding back on some evidence, or do you think that maybe there's just nothing there?
I don't know. If he is, it would have to be some pretty big stuff, and have to be something that would be major shoe to drop. I can tell you what the speculation is, but
what is that?
Well, the speculation is that in the wind up for the Durham operation, there was actual. They've been doing wiretaps on Brennan Clapper and company and picked up traffic on dealing with the election.
Oh, okay.
But that would be huge, but the other unique issue is that it would have to be true.
Right.
So I put that under rumor control right now.
Right, okay. Well, I'll let you go. I appreciate your time. If you don't mind, put me in on Sweet Creek at 12-1.
You got it, my friend. You got it. You and Joey. Thanks, Side Hustle. You have a good one. We're going to come back to John D. after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. Maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm just trying to find me a big smile that I can get into. It's true, I must be without you. Another rolling party.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's warm outside, no clouds are in the sky, but I need myself a place to go and hide. I keep it to myself, I don't want
272-9228, that's where we are. You know, until you said that, what's his name, was the chief of staff at DOD?
Cash Patel.
He's the chief of staff.
Yeah, that's what was reported earlier this week.
You know, he was the one that did the figuring out of the money movement that that was happening with Fusion GPS.
Yeah, he used to work at DOJ, then Nunes, Devin Nunes hired him. He figured all that out. And then he moved to, when Richard Grenell became acting director of national intelligence, he moved there to be his number two there to help move everything along. And now they've moved him to DOD. Like, he's the guy who takes orders and get things done.
I wonder if he's going to do work on the net.
Net assessment
and see where the money's coming in that. John D., we're kind of limited on time, but I do need to take you, so, because we have Tupperville coming on next hour.
Real brief. I hope you DVO'd or DVD whatever, TiVo, the briefing with Dana Perino. She had a report from Jennifer Griffin. Remember the same Jennifer Griffin who mistakenly said that there was corroboration for the fact that Trump had allegedly slandered dead soldiers? That Jennifer Griffin?
Yep.
Well, she was on, or I heard her on the radio a few minutes ago, saying within the last 15 minutes, a report about the Department of Defense shakeup and how people were nervous that they were trying to get rid of people and possibly do a strike against Iran and pull out from Afghanistan and even close our embassy. She had no corroboration for that. And what the statements that I heard, I thought she was surely had to be quoting somebody. No, that was her reporting. That is the most off-base, outrageous crap that I have heard. That stuff wouldn't make it on MSNBC past the censors. I hope somebody will go back and look at that. That is just unbelievable.
Yeah, we're watching.
Another reason. Go ahead.
We're watching it on the TV, but we just see the scroll at the bottom. We don't. We can't hear it because we're a live radio show.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I will go back and look at that.
It is absolutely outrageous. You know, what was it somebody once said about betrayals? The saddest thing about betrayals is that they always come from your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, guys. Take care. Just wanted to alert you to that.
Thank you. Thank you, John D. Bye. I'll try to get the track of that when I get home this afternoon.
And to John D.'s point, Glenn Greenwald had a fantastic piece back when that Atlantic story came out. He said it's a new trick he noticed in media when they corroborate something. Usually you think you double-check.
It's a story of a story.
You're right. And all they're doing is feeding back and stovepiping the same source.
Yeah.
And it's not actual corroboration, not what it used to mean.
Yeah, exactly. The intel group gets a story to somebody, and then they write it, and then the intel group goes, see, it's got to be true. Here's the story in the newspaper right here from a source. It's the source is you. So it's crazy. Let me, is that right or is that right? That's right, 57. So let me pop up Lindsey Graham here. Don't we have one more? Let's go to Lindsey Graham number one here on the G8. No, can we fit that in? Nope. Let's go to Lindsey Graham number two.
Does it mean to the American family that's watching right now? How important is that election in Georgia?
That means everything about the structure of your nation. If you took ninth grade civics years ago like I did, it means that they would change the course. They would beat 13 people on the Supreme Court, 9, because they need to expand it to make it liberal. The Electoral College would be changed so that New York and California pick the president. South Carolina and Georgia won't matter anymore because it'll be a popular vote election. I can see Georgia from my front porch. I drink the same water as my friends in Georgia. President Trump is tweeting to help Georgia. Bernie's America is on the ballot in Georgia. What we're trying to do is stop the most radical agenda in the history of American politics from being enacted, and Georgia stands in the way of socialism for America. So to my friends in Georgia, we've never needed you more. What you do on January the 5th will determine what America looks like. If you keep Senate in Republican hands, I will be the budget chairman. If we lose the Senate because Georgia got it wrong. Bernie Sanders will be chairman of the Budget Committee. That's about as big a difference as you can think of.
That is indeed. Let me go to the top of the hour break. Tommy Tuberville will be joining us next hour.